What's the deal, y'all? We back posting on the block with Skip. And right now, just a quick little update. I'm in Ecuador, Guayaquil, Ecuador. I'm out here playing with my boy Reggie Baker and my boy Vern Jackson. And last night, we had a game. We won. We 3-0. Finally, I had a good game, you know, 26 points on how many rebounds because they stay messing up the stats. Goodness gracious, live. Okay, so after the game, it's about 11:20 or whatever. And we go get something to eat. In this city, we 3 hours away. It's an away game. 3 hours away, I don't know what's the city name. And it ain't nothing but like little, so I don't know how to explain it. Okay, let's say if you're in New York City, like those little, like the strip, let's say the strip is just dead. Nobody's there, but like one of those little restaurants is open, like where three grandmas are selling like rice, pork chop and stuff like that. So like we eat right there. The city is just like, it's dead. Nobody's walking the streets except for like homeless people. There's an occasional dirt bike here and there, like riding down the street or whatever. So super dead. It ain't nothing but us. A big old yellow bus, maybe about 20, 25 of us on the bus. Boom. So while we're eating or whatever, people begging for stuff, we're like, nah, we don't got nothing for y'all. Boom, boom, boom. And I finished my food. We get our food brought to us first or whatever. So after me and Reggie finish, we get on the bus. My feet hurt, you know, back locking up. He's ready to go lay it down, sit down on the bus. So we sit on the bus or whatever. People start to slowly file back on the bus. And mind you, okay, our driver, the bus has the horn has like a police siren. So whenever he honks the horn, it sounds exactly like a police officer, like whenever he turns the sirens on. So here we go. Imagine just being there, just recouping or whatever. Just thinking, like, okay, what kind of game you had, blah, blah, blah. Because I don't have service on my phone, so I can't be on Instagram or nothing like that. So I'm just in my own head, just, like, thinking, like, what's going on? Like, what could I do better? What did I do good? Stuff like that. So I'm in my head just thinking, and then, boom, I turn my head to the right, and I could see the restaurant where we ate at. Not even a restaurant, the place where we ate at. So I'm looking at the tables or whatever, and I noticed, like, something changed. Like, people moving really, really fast. One of the grandmas get to screaming and yelling. Like two guys hopped on the bus all at one time. And it's a moped like parked in front of the, it's a scooter parked in front of the bus. Like I'm sitting in the front, the first seat on the right side. So, on the left side, like the driver's right there. You can't really see out the window, but like my seat, like when that door is open, like whenever you come up the first two steps onto the bus, like that door is open. So like I get to see everything out the window and everything. So scooter right there, driver still on it. Dude get out with a gun. Dude, big old silver gun. He patting my boy down. He walks over there towards where my guys were. Cause like the last couple guys were, I guess gathering their belongings. They were about to get on the bus or whatever. And here they come, boom. He patted down my boy Daniel. Patted him down, make sure he didn't have nothing. And right, he patted down Appa. And right as he was about to get to Daniel, who had his headphones and phone in his pocket, like our driver sounded off the horn or whatever. So, you know, they thinking the police coming. They go, rear, 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 rear. So that caused another little confusion. So that caused a little, everybody get to running back on the bus. The grandma, they shutting down shop or whatever. Like only one of them was really like in shock or whatever. The other two were like kind of calm, like they'd seen it before. But okay, so the almost funny part about it is we got two twins on the team. One of the twins, as the guy with the gun is running back towards the scooter to get back on it so he could ride off, we on the bus stressing, vamos, 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 we go. I look to my right, the twin asking the grandma for more food. Like he got his plate handed out to the lady. She dumping food on him before she put the food back inside and stuff. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? Like, you would have got left out here you want to. Like, if I was a driver, he gone. He's left. But, yeah, we in the middle of Ecuador. Like, and it really messed me up so bad, like, thinking on it afterwards. Because it's like, man, the technology here, it's not like back at the crib. Like, ain't no house cameras and no call the police after that and they going to find them. Nah, like, once they rolled off, it was over with. And like when we roll like 10 minutes down the road, like 10 minutes to go home, like that's when I started seeing police officers like start to go the other way. Like it was too late by then. Like what if, let's just say, like what if he wanted to just be nasty? What if he just shot somebody and then rolled off? Like how are you explaining that as an organization that, okay, yeah, that happened. Like that's not okay. It's 11:30 at night. First of all, it's sketchy. You gotta know. You know your country better than, but come on now. Like, I don't know. Because a counter to that is, okay, well, it's 25 of us, you know, so I don't know. It's tough. But that happened last night. And then, like, after, like, 5 minutes, 10 minutes of it happening, like, I go back on the bus and go talk to Reggie and Vern. I'm like, yo, that's scary. Because, like, look at all the possibilities and stuff. And like, the local guys, like, they laughing, like, like it's cool. It's like, okay, well, if the shoe was on the other foot and they were in my position back at the crib, okay, maybe I would be a little bit relaxed, because like, yeah, I know where I'm at out here. I know my surroundings, types. Like, I know where to go, I know where not to go, and stuff like that. I know what to do and what not to do. But now it's my turn. Now I'm the foreigner, you know. So I'm just in my own head, like, yo, this ain't happening. I can't go out like this. Like, is it even worth it? Like, it's the good money that we making in this game. Like, is it worth, like, you know, being held at gunpoint when it ain't nothing but, like, maybe we only paid, like, $120 for all us to eat. Like, what was the most money that was going to be there? Okay, yeah, he could have came on the bus and got, like, valuables. He could have got a lot of stuff, like, honestly. Like, being stuck up for essentially going to McDonald's and like, oh no, man, that's crazy, bro. I just had to share that with y'all. I thought I was gonna have a birthday podcast for y'all, but I was just living life and then this happened. So I'm like, yo, nah, this has to go. This gotta get talked about because this is ridiculous. Because like, it's basically gonna be forgotten by the other guys, but like for me, I'm like, nah. I hit my agent up. I'm like, yo, this happened, something like this happened again, I'm out. Like, I'm leaving. Like, I'm not gonna keep myself in harm's way. Like, I do love the game and all that, but it's not worth like getting myself hurt or getting myself killed over either though. So yeah, that's my update, man. We posted on the block, 26 points, like I said. Well, we 3-0. We about to go undefeated, you know what I mean? So everything's going good. I'll be here soon. My next one, I'm probably gonna hop on with my boy Worm. And we're gonna talk like workout, we're gonna talk motivation, we're gonna talk everything, we're gonna talk money, we're gonna talk about it all. So y'all tune in. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, leave 5 stars, and I'll get back with y'all soon.